Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising.
And we're your astro sluts.
Welcome back.
Hooray.
We're here again.
We're back.
Another week. This week we're taking a little astro break and getting into numerology. We thought it would be a fun topic to kind of dip our toe into as we talk all about numbers. Let's talk a little bit more about the spirituality, the vibes, the energy of all the numbers we've been talking so much about.
Mm-hmm. And we'll connect it to the planets. We'll do a little compare and contrast of what aligns up with what we know about astrology, what doesn't. I'm excited to explore.
Me too.
You want to know how to get that guy? Text their mom. We're going to need that time. We'll be your latest crush. Call us Astro Sluts.
Do you have any updates for us this week?
Nothing major. I'm just like, we're recording this on the first day of Aries season. Yay. And I'm feeling really good. I think it's just like good energy, good spring vibes. Last week sucked and I'm just happy to like move forward. I'm excited for new chapters, new eras. New things, fresh and happy and warm. How about you?
Similar energy. Yeah. I'm excited. I do feel like there is just like a new leaf is being turned just for everyone.
Yeah.
I was talking with our sweet friend who does our tech for us right now. Just now about how just like we're all like on this like fresh path. Like all of our little friends are like, this is how I'm gonna live my life now.
I think that's
and
so
it's
good.
Just really nice. Yeah. And I feel like we've all supported each other and being like, oh well, they did that, so I could probably do that too.
Totally.
Or like, you got through that, oh my god, okay, wait, okay, no, it's possible. Like,
yeah,
so I'm feeling grateful for that. I'm like, I might as well just say breakup part two did happen the night before that we're recording this, and I'm feeling like sad, obviously, but like feels like the right
thing,
collective choice for both of us. And
yeah,
it's just sad, but that's okay. And I had an allergic reaction today. My other update.
Aubrey was in a meeting with a bag of frozen green beans on their head.
I was just like suddenly
a lot of processing,
so, like so flushed.
Yeah,
there's a lot of processing, detoxing, new energies coming up.
Aries season.
Aries
got you burning up,
burning up for you, baby. So I'm excited to see what this new astrological year has in store, what this season has in store. Interesting that Aries is also my 12th house. So like new era does feel like
on the horizon.
Yes, but we have to like, I have to go internal.
Out.
Like I have to do it by myself in order to like.
Yeah, and like figure out what it is. That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up next is our Talk Astro to Me segment. We start off our episodes with a little question based on the themes of a different sign every week.
Yeah,
kind of fun. I'm going to be asking a Capricorn question this week.
Stunning.
Danny, would you rather spend the rest of your life in the mountains or by the ocean? Well, recall Capricorn is the sea goat.
Okay. Oh, that's so hard. I think by the ocean, but I really love mountains. But I think I like them so much because we don't live in mountains.
Yeah.
So I think when I see them, I'm like, that's crazy. Like, yes. I think it's like so cool. But I think I keep my appreciation by not living there. Yeah. So I choose the ocean.
I love that.
I love the ocean. I have an Aquarius question for you. What is a piece of technology you want in the future? Like, you can make it up.
Oh, Oh my God, that's a fun question. Thank you. Okay, this is I can't think of anything that doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I would like a full body, like VR set, so uh-huh. I could like do performances in VR.
That's cool. I like that. Okay. Slay.
Mm-hmm. I went down a spiral one time that I wanted to be like
a hologram.
Yeah, basically. Like, I watched all these videos about like VR rooms and uh-huh. stuff, how people have like communities.
Oh yeah,
like they go cool. party virtually.
I like that. For you.
No, me too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's cool. You could be like one of those like fake influencers, like, you know, the like Michaela one.
Yes.
It's like down in person.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Ring, ring, ring. It's time for the morning announcements. I've been listening to our podcast, obviously, and I'm like, I gotta stop screaming into the microphone. Recently, I'm just like, I don't think I always do that. I keep being like, woo! Like, yeah. And then I'm like listening, like, walking down the street, our jump levels. Into the air.
No, our oh levels my God. Haven't been the best recently, and I can take responsibility for that.
No, it's I'm screaming. I keep like woo girling in the middle of it. Like, and then I listen, and I'm like,
No, you've been a lot louder this season, yeah. which I'm here for, honestly.
No, me too. 'Cause
I feel like you used to just like whisper on
but
the
I
mic.
Don't think I need to scream.
I also could fix that in post. Okay. But, you know, we have a busy life.
Yeah. No, I think I just keep it. I keep it calm.
Okay. We'll keep it neutral.
So that was my soft bell is what I was doing with that. It's time for the morning announcements. Every week we give you an update on the current sky, any upcoming transits, new seasons, anything you need to know to live your best astrological life. You want to kick us off?
I sure do. I have a lot to say. So
yeah,
buckle
I figured.
Up. I have a whole page of notes on this.
Perfect.
So, this week, Pluto enters Aquarius. Ooh. It's very exciting. It's huge news. Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008. If you're familiar with 2008, that was quite a doozy mm-hmm. in the world. Pluto was in Sagittarius before Capricorn from 1995 mm-hmm. to 2008. So if you were born like when we were, you yeah. only like we've experienced Pluto changing one sign
mm-hmm.
in our lifetime, and we are pretty young, so it's not like we've never yeah. really experienced at least
yeah, those big Pluto cycles.
Yeah, especially like knowing astrology and like being aware of it. So I'm excited to
yeah,
like
agreed
get to know it for ourselves. So Pluto will enter Aquarius on March 23rd. Now this is just like a temporary thing for this year because it will retrograde back into Capricorn from June 11th, 2023 to January 22nd, 2024, which we will recall is my birthday, so I'm going to need to look at my solar return chart for next year
mm-hmm.
because Pluto will be at 0 degrees of Aquarius wow. that day and also conjunct my sun, which is at 2 degrees of Aquarius.
Big energy.
Huge energy. It's giving big transformation, yeah. which we'll get into.
For sure.
Which it kind of like is... then also conjunct my sun right now, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. We could talk about it another time because we could just yeah. talk forever about that. Yeah, right now Pluto's conjunct my Neptune and my sun. It's like right in between them.
Mm. Well, there you go.
It's giving. So we'll talk about Pluto. Pluto takes almost 250 years to travel around the sun, so no one mm-hmm. experiences, like, we've never experienced, no one on this earth has experienced, like,
right.
half the zodiac signs that Pluto has been in. Pluto is, like, when it changes signs, is a huge shift that's felt, like, more so widespread mm-hmm. than personally. It represents, like, a generational, like, collective change in consciousness. Pluto represents deep transformation and intensity, like lots of death and rebirth. And just like makes things up feel really important. Aquarius, we know, rules the collective, community, technology. It's the sign of like rebellion. It's very inventive, forward thinking, and unique. So we add those two things together. It's giving revolution. It's giving, do not stick to this stuff, you know. Yeah. No more status quo.
No.
And I would like to think that we are shifting our consciousness into believing that like what makes us unique is what like brings us together.
That's so nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I love that.
I enjoy that way of putting it. I think we are going to see lots of advances in technology. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's going to be there for 20 years after so Pluto goes back into Capricorn until like from June to January, but then it goes back into Aquarius and it's going to be there for like 19 more years. So we have,
yeah, we've got time.
We've got a lot of time. So huge advances in technology, which like even in like the last like couple months,
yeah,
like,
no, it's AI gonna be crazy.
And cuckoo bananas, like
ChatGPT.
Exactly. It's giving like big Tesla energy.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
it's only just begun. But air, space travel, scientific advances, social justice, community organization are going to be huge themes for the next 20-ish years. And I think people born in the next 20 years, so in their birth chart, they will have Pluto and Aquarius, are just going to be even more unique and queer and kooky. Literally geniuses. People think like Gen Z are wacky.
Literally, just
we met
wait.
A six-year-old this week, which like his mom was like, they are going to
burn it all down.
And like the kids underneath them.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I'm so happy to be here.
I know. It's quite exciting stuff.
It's so exciting. I can't wait to be besties with them. Also because this, like, we have a, like, Sag Pluto.
Yeah.
And they are all going to have Aquarius Pluto.
Yeah.
So it's just giving
it's
bestie
aligned.
Duos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to tear it up. Literally.
Yeah. Even like parental relationship wise, that's a really good, like a good duo, I feel like.
I like that a lot.
I do too.
That's so interesting. That feels like a book I just read, like the parent-child relationships. But yeah, I think overall, at least that generation is going to like value uniqueness and original thought, which
for sure
is like very an interesting juxtaposition of like advances in technology, which we are seeing like just less and less ability to have original thought, because you're no longer just competing with like other humans to have ideas, like you're competing with technology.
Yeah,
so interesting to see how that will manifest. You can check what house Aquarius is for you to see like what part of your life is going to go through a major transformation in the next 20 years. Mine is my 10th house of career and public image, which I'm extremely lit about. So
yeah, I'm really excited. Mine is 5th house of like creativity and creation. So I'm super excited.
Yeah, it's
both
giving,
really good for us.
It's giving exactly what we want in our lives.
Creativity, so success, art, happiness.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
So that's my spiel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Stunning. On March 25th, Mars enters Cancer. Mars is obviously like a more personal planet, so this is going to be felt like more personally than Pluto's big universal changes. If you're not watching the video podcast,
huge head roll,
huge 360 head roll to represent that. Mars has been in Gemini for the last 7 months, which is way longer than typical, just with like retrogrades and things. So we are moving on. Mars, for a reminder, rules all the things that make us heated, things that make us mad, things that turn us on, all things in that realm. And although I feel like Cancer is obviously like softy vibes, of course we have our water sign energy there. It is a cardinal sign, so I think it might be like a little better than like Gemini mutable energy, like kind of stuck between the duality and all the options. So if you need to make some choices or big decisions, this might be like a little boost that way. And I am hoping this just brings everyone down a few notches. Yeah. Let's sleep it off. Let's lead with comfort. Let's lead with love. Let's be passive aggressive. Honestly, let's not be straight up aggressive. Let's just be passive aggressive.
Let's be the victim.
Right. Play the victim. Why not? And this is just also a reminder that nothing is personal. It'll probably feel like a lot more things are like directed at you during this time. So nothing is personal. Anything anyone does is a reflection of them and not you and your soft, gooey self.
Such a good reminder.
Thank you.
Ding. It's time for study hall now. Welcome. Yay. Today we are talking about numerology, as we mentioned before. And we're very excited.
Yeah, of course, we're not experts on this topic. We're just learning.
The study of the week.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of this segment is going to be coming from the book Cosmic Astrology by Jen King. So if you're interested and like want to learn more, it's a fat little book, but it's really cool. So we're going to talk a lot about things in there. But obviously, there's like so much more to learn and many other people who study this as their whole livelihood. So
check it out. Numerology goes all the way back to the Babylonians and ancient Egypt. They saw numbers as a connection like to the divine. It made them closer to like their god, learn more about life and whatnot. So I think that's interesting. Even just thinking about like I don't really know about the history of like numbers.
Yeah,
like I don't know when we started counting, like I guess always, like I don't know, I think, when like I guess just this long ago, I don't know. It's just interesting that like number, like having a number of things versus like written numbers. But I guess even like even if you have three things, it is more symbolic than like if you don't have like the drawn out, like,
totally,
like number three.
Yeah, like I feel like any like if you're trading things, like that would always like you have to know how many items are like worth something else or whatever. So it feels like it would go back pretty far.
Yeah, okay, but yes. But it is just interesting that even like before like written language like that, like it is symbolic. Like if you're trading something, like it's like a symbol of home of worth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pretty fascinating stuff. And everything we're going to be talking about today is going to be like, we're going to be using a lot of Phatic addition. So that's something we can just learn now, and then you'll apply it to like anything we're going to talk about. But that's basically like in numerology when you add everything together to make it one number. So if my birthday is on the 19th, I would add 1 + 9, which equals 10, and then 1 + 0 = 1. So that like Phatic number is 1. And then we'll, of course, talk about, like, what that means and everything. And we'll talk about different, like, equations you can use and what those mean. But everything in numerology is, like, really – I shouldn't say that. Maybe not. But most – the things we're going to talk about today are all those single-digit numbers. So 1 through 9. And we'll get to those by, like, just combining all different pieces. So we are going to first get into some different like equations you can use to find different placements. There's three like numbers we're going to look at today. So it's not essentially your big three, but it's almost like your numerology big three, if you will. And then we'll talk about the actual numbers a little later. So as we go through, if you want to like make your little notes and then have those numbers close to you to see what they might mean. So our first number we're going to look at is our foundation number, and this is based on the day of the week you were born. So it's very much like what you greet the world with, what the world, how the world greeted you, like how you entered into this life. It's going to be most like associated with your sun sign, and not like actual sign wise. That was maybe not the right way to say it, but like more meaning wise than sign wise.
Like it's like your core.
Yes. Your like foundation and structure as a person. So this is going to be based simply on the day you were born. So if you know it off the top of your head, or of course you can look it up. And I'll go through now, and we're going to talk about the day that is associated. I'm going to go through the days right now and then associate it with a planetary ruler. And then we're going to go planetary ruler to number. So get your listening ears on. So Sunday is, of course, the sun. Monday is the moon. Tuesday is Mars. Wednesday is Mercury. Thursday is Jupiter. Friday is Venus. And Saturday is Saturn. And then take whatever day you were born on and keep that in mind. So personally, I was born on a Friday. So Venus is my planetary ruler for that day. And then for the numbers that associate with those planetary rulers, we have 1 goes with the sun, 2 goes with the moon, 3 goes with Jupiter, 4 goes with Uranus, 5 goes with Mercury, 6 is Venus, 7 is Neptune, 8 is Saturn, and 9 is Mars. So that's how you can get your number that way. So I was born on a Friday, so that is Venus ruled, and then my number is 6 because 6 is ruled by Venus.
This is like kind of a tangent, but I think kind of fun and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I've brought to us that nursery rhyme about the days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like a lot of them like really go with this, which I think is interesting. We have Monday's child is fair of face.
Mm.
The moon.
Mm-hmm.
Giving like moon round.
Moon emoji.
Yeah. Tuesday's child is full of grace, which I guess that's Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Mercury's. Mm-hmm. I guess that one doesn't work as well. But Thursday's child has far to go, which is Jupiter, mm-hmm. is giving abundance.
Totally.
It's giving luck. Friday's child is loving and giving.
Venus.
Saturday's child works hard for a living.
Saturn.
But the child born on the Sabbath day is fair and wise and good in every way.
The sun.
Aww, center of the universe,
fun.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it's kind of cute that those all kind of go.
Yeah, totally. We can like all remind all of us again, but I do think it's interesting like this foundation number is associated with Venus. And of course, I'm a Libra. So Libra is like rules my chart ruler. So I would encourage you to see as we go through if there are like any astrological connections there. Your personality number is up next. So this one is based on the day of the month you were born. This one really influences like your personality, how you express yourself, process, you are perceived or perceive others, the way you just like speak and interact with the world. And so you can take the number that of the day you were born. So personally, I was born on the 19th, like I said earlier. So that's that 1 + 9 = 10. And then 1 + 0 is 1. So 1 is my personality number. And if we remember, that's the sun. And I have my Leo moon.
There
so
you
we
go.
Have a lot of connections here.
Aligned.
Yeah. And then last up, we have our life path number. I think this is the most popular one. If you like Google like numerology.
Yes. Wait, okay, I was born on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. So 2 + 2 = 4, and that's Uranus.
Yeah.
Which is Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
I know. It's very aligned.
It really is. I love the world. It's so magic.
It is magic. But yes, your life path number, I think that's just the most common one. In the book, she calls it a destiny number, but it's the same concept. And this is just like guidance for your life journey. So like where you're going to go. Parts of yourself that may show more with time, like might not be your current state of being, but like maybe it's a future iteration, destiny vibes, self-actualization. And this one is your like birthday plus month plus year. So if we're PEMDASing it, you do like the month and then the day and then the year and then like day plus month, month plus year. And then keep combining that way. I think it just gives you the same number however you do it. But I think that's like technically how you're supposed to go. So for an example, 12/19/1997 is my birthday. So I would do like 1 + 2 = 3. 1 + 9 = 10. I'm not going to keep going.
I was like, no, do the year.
1 + 9 + 9 + 7. 1 + 9 = 10. Mm. +9 = 19. +7 = 26. 2 + 6 = 8. And then I have 3, 1, 8, which is 12. 1 + 2 = 3. So then my other number is 3. And 3 is ruled by Jupiter. And I'm a Sagittarius. So my numerology big three is all aligned with my astrology big three, which I thought was quite interesting.
That's cute. Minus 5, which is Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You're a sharer.
I am a sharer. Yeah. That's something we could psychoanalyze on another episode. Oh, the foundation number. Okay, wait. So I'm Thursday, which is Jupiter. 3. I'm 3, 4, 5.
Oh, slay.
Is that something?
Chronological.
Get an award. Giving cards. Like, I feel like I've literally got, or like a dice game.
Mm-hmm.
A small straight. Yeah. That's me.
I love it.
A small straight.
So now we'll get into the numbers. So if you want to do your little mathy maths. And I can't believe I did all that addition. I think I did it right. So have your numbers in your head and we'll go through them. Also, like if you have a number you just always are drawn to or like, you can always like just listen for that number. You don't have to, like if you feel called to a number, I think you should just feel called to that number. I know also people do like all different kinds of like equations and things, like I know your name is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
And all different things like that. So there's many more ways to like look at and interpret these placements.
We can also talk about we talked about degrees, was that mm-hmm. last week?
Yeah.
So you can like use your degrees.
Yeah,
like you could, if it's like 18, you could like add 1 mm-hmm. +8 and you would get 9 for that degree. And
yeah, exactly.
Connections there.
No, that's a really fun way to like go through your chart and find like the kind of like hidden energies or like different meanings with all the numbers in your birth chart. So I'll start with the number 1. A reminder that this is connected to the sun. So big creative energy here, like the start of it all. 1 is our first number. Individuality is a big theme for number 1 because it can stand alone. Big like self-actualization. I feel like too, if this is like your life path number, you like will really just like grow into yourself, grow into your individual being. It feels very like Aries Leo to me,
mm-hmm.
just like to make connections. Like it has like that kind of Leo creative energy, but also it's like that kickoff with like the Aries energy. This could also mean like you might have a like role as a leader within like yourself, your community, at work, because you can like stand alone, you can make a statement, and then you can also like add on to people. Like 1, anytime you obviously add 1 to anything, you get the next level up.
Mm.
So you can like kind of do that for others. And 1 also has a lot to do with like divinity, higher powers. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's the number 1.
On to the number 2. This is connected to the moon, if we recall. And this is going to represent like that next step after your like self-actualization, mm-hmm. like seeing past just yourself and seeing yourself as part of different connections, partnerships, just relationships with other people in general and how you are a part of that. This can also balance, or this can also represent balancing like opposing forces, like a work-life balance, that kind of thing. And it's going to go along with like lessons of like learning to work with those dualities, polarities, and oppositions, like, and finding that like compromise or gray area in which like two seemingly opposite things can exist at once, like less binary, if you will.
Love it. The number 3 is associated with Jupiter. 3 represents like expansion beyond the binary, beyond the duality. I feel like, isn't 3 your favorite number?
I'm obsessed with 3.
So fitting.
Yeah.
Like obviously like the law of 3 and like spirituality is like what you send out, you get back in threefold. So this has a lot of different like spiritual meanings. Of course, we have like the Holy Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Past, present, future, beginning, middle, end. There's just so many things that exist in threes. It can be like a really magnifying force. Like again, with that kind of like law of 3, what you get back, what you give, you get back magnified. Luck and karma are also associated with 3. And then in early days, like we were talking about earlier, I just thought this was cool. There was 2 and then there was many. And like many was 3. So instead of being like there was, you know, you have 3 oranges, you had many oranges. So like 1 too many, which I just thought that was like a cool way of looking at it. And this could also be associated with like balancing the like kind of duality of like surrendering to our fate and also controlling it. So kind of that karma or like lucky energy, all those kinds of things.
That feels very aligned for me. That's my foundation number.
Yeah,
love that. For the number 4, we are connecting that to the planet of Uranus for our astrological reference. There are some different interpretations of the number 4 in the world. It has to do with structure and like conventional personality traits. This is like we have 4 cardinal directions, like north, south, east, west. There's like the 4 corners of the earth. There's the 4 elements. But 4 is also about like the things that don't quite fit into those categories, whether that's like, you know, beyond our comprehension or like not. Like I feel like it's just very much like northwest,
right? Like,
yes,
isn't it all Miss Northwest?
Isn't it all about TikTok, Northwest? Really? But you know, it's like those things where like, okay, you have like these 4 categories, but like actually some things are like that, in between those categories. And in a way that like 4 is structure, but like structure is meant to like inspire creativity, like rules are meant to be broken, kind of vibe. And just, you know, we recognize that structures can be redefined and rebuilt and reworked for our needs. So the number 4 is going to bring about lessons of like breaking free from unhealthy attachments or restraints and like disruption, which is like a huge Uranus theme.
Yeah.
Like disrupting the norm to like discover your truest self.
I believe it's like maybe in Asian cultures that like 4 is like death. And I, that's like why 13 is bad, because it's like 1 plus 3 is 4.
Oh.
And I just like, I never knew that. And I thought that was so interesting because, like, I don't, I'm a big even numbers person. So, like, everything, like, the volume, like, when I edit things, like, anything has to be on an even number. And I, so for me, 4 is such, like, a nice number. And I was like, oh, I didn't know it was, like, a controversial one.
That's interesting.
Or, like, the girls like, love 444.
Yeah.
And, like, 4 in some cultures is, like,
yeah, that's. No. Interesting, because like music is 4. You're not always, but like you know what I mean. Like I guess Western music is in 4s typically, but that is interesting. We'll get to 8 later, but
yeah,
it's interesting that
I just thought it was so interesting. Like very course, obviously, everything has different meanings, but that was one that I was like, oh, I never thought of that one as like a maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Five is associated with Mercury. This one is like very attached to the body. We have five fingers, five toes, five senses. If you like lay yourself out, you have your arms and your head and your legs, five things. The pentagram is like the fifth element. So like, or it has the five things, but like the fifth one is like ether, space, the unidentifiable. So where we have like the four elements, that fifth one is like, what is it? It's the center of the single digit numbers. So from 1 to 9, 5 is right there in the middle. So it can also represent like harmony, balance, the middle point, kind of Libra energy here, like striving for that balance. But also a lot of curiosity, adventure, and freedom can be associated with 5.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The number 6 is associated with Venus. It represents harmony and marriage, which of course feels very aligned with what we know about astrology. Mm-hmm. In math, 6 is considered like a perfect number because 1 + 2 + 3 = 6, but also 1 × 2 × 3 = 6. There's also like some geometry stuff with like a hexagon. There's like some more mm-hmm. perfect stuff going on in a hexagon. I don't feel like getting into it.
That's my foundation number. Oh, I feel validated.
Absolutely. So you're just perfect.
Yeah.
This also is associated, the number 6, with like themes of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Also aligned for you.
Yeah.
In the Bible, God took 6 days to make mm-hmm. heaven and earth or something like that.
Yep.
Also interesting that like 666 is the devil. So mm-hmm. like in like Christianity, 6 is like, but in numerology, like you would add 6 + 6 + 6 = 18. Mm. And then 1 + 8 = 9.
Right.
So which we'll get into 9 later, mm-hmm. but like the devil is more like 9-y anyway.
Yeah.
But so since 6 represents like unions and marriage, that also, and like creativity is also like sex
mm-hmm.
in the way that like the fifth house is creation,
right.
which sex falls under. And it's also just like interaction, like the act of creating is like you interacting with another person, mm-hmm. interacting with your environment, with like your materials kind of thing. And this also connects to like family, both like chosen or by blood, and like seeking harmony within those relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's interesting though that like the houses of astrology don't seem to line up with numerology.
Yeah, no, not as much.
Not as much. Just interesting.
Mm-hmm. 7 is associated with Neptune. This is a more like mystical number here. Of course, if we know Neptune, we can gather that. But as Aubrey said, God created the world in 6 days and then rested on the 7th. We have 7 deadly sins, 7 years of bad luck. So 7 comes up a lot in those kind of more mystical
the
7 senses.
7 year itch.
Right.
That's what that movie's
seven,
called, right?
I think so. 7 days of the week. The rainbow has 7 colors. 7 wonders of the world. Lots of things come in sevens. Lots about like the spirituality and like just mystery of life, kind of turning inward and like reflecting on the things that just like we don't know. And like it's okay that we don't know. Themes of delusion, but also illusion, the dream world, astral plane, all those kind of things that can't exactly be defined is what we've got.
The number 8, which is associated with Saturn, represents eternity. Of course, 8 is the infinity symbol propped right up. It represents like any the endless, like immortality, death and rebirth, like the afterlife, which is giving very much like 8th house mm-hmm. Pluto energy.
Totally.
Or like not energy, just like themes, period. It also represents like the cycle of energy. It's giving like science, like maybe like kinetic energy, like never goes away. Mm-hmm. It just like transforms and morphs into different states. The number eight also represents wealth, money, success, which feels more Saturnian and how we know Saturn. And like building those stable foundations. The number eight like represents things that are going to require like discipline and hard work in order to reap the benefits. Like nothing's just going to like fall into your lap.
Yeah.
Like I guess it is considered lucky. In like Chinese culture, eight is supposed to be lucky because it sounds like the word that means to prosper.
Mm-hmm.
But that's funny. I was literally about to be like, so it's nothing that just you get lucky and happens. Like you have to work for it. But cultural differences perhaps. In Hinduism, eight also means wealth and prosperity. In paganism, there are eight Shabbats. I don't know if that's how you say that. That are celebrated, which are like festivals that represent like the turning points in the year. So like the winter solstice and, you know, there's eight of those. But basically every spiritual belief system has a special relationship to the number eight, and they all seem to be posy.
Yeah. The number nine, our final number we'll talk about today, is associated with Mars. This is very much like number of completion. We have nine planets in astrology, 9 months of pregnancy. Anything multiplied by nine will always like equal nine with that like emphatic addition. So like 9 times 5 is 45, 4 plus 5 equals 9. So anything will just always be nine. Number of power, of course, we have like that Mars energy here. But it can also be like being of service, fighting for others, or like finding justice. So you can use that power however you see fit.
That's wonderful.
And that's my number nine.
I think it's interesting. I'm like, okay, so I'm about to come out with mental illness to all of you. Like my whole life, like I'm, like I said, I was obsessed with the number three earlier, but like I need everything to be in threes. Like, and I don't do as many things now as like when I was little, but like the volume has to be on a multiple of three. Like I always open the microwave with a multiple of three left, like things like that. And so I'm like always doing that math. If you recall the trick of like, if you like do numerology and it like adds if it adds up to a multiple of three, like it is a multiple of three, kind of like what you just said about
with nines. Yeah.
So I feel like I'm like manifesting like number three energy all the time, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Lucky squirrel syndrome.
Mm hmm.
Just three, think three, about three. The number three all the time.
Literally. Yeah, my numbers are like 1, 3, 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that they're like spaced like that. Yeah. I think that's so nice.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. But yeah, I feel like I want to go back through now too and go to all my degrees and like make them into numbers. I know I'll have like a lot of ones because I think I have a couple of things at like 28 degrees. I think my sun is maybe at, or my rising sign? No, my rising sign is at 13 degrees. So yeah, I'm like excited to go through them all now and do all the little additions. But I think it's nice too, because I feel like I'm weird like that, but with even numbers, like the same thing, like everything has to be on an even number or like I'm going to throw up. And I think it's nice to learn about the nice qualities of the odd numbers.
Yes.
Because
they're okay too.
They're okay. It is safe to have an odd number.
It is. So hopefully you learned a lot in our crash course of numerology. It's been fun.
It's been so fun.
Guess what time it is?
It's time for recess.
Woohoo.
Yay.
I realized that we should have had this sponsored by Recess.
Yeah, that would have been
a dream.
The
whole time. Well, next time. We love school. So
we love school. We'll come back.
We'll do another recess. Today, we just thought we would, you know, chat about it's Aries season. It is the start of a new astrological new year. what are we manifesting? What's the plan? What are our resolutions, or whatever you want to call our new goals and intentions for the new year?
Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. So this year, I have a lot that I want to do. I'm feeling very inspired to take charge of my life. I feel like I'm just like, I think it's like a manifest generator kind of thing, where just like, if I'm done with something, like I'm just like done. Like it's just like really hard for me to do things I'm like, don't care about, no longer excited about, no longer passionate about. Like, I don't know, like I think last week or the week before when we were talking about just like trying to like not be so stressed out, I think for me a lot of that comes from like, I can only do what I want to, like I just literally can only do what I want to do, and if I don't want to do it, I feel like so unaligned with myself. And I feel like, what if I say that, people are like, oh my god, just like do the fucking thing, and I like just like can't, like I literally can't.
I got like a notification this morning, I think I screenshotted it. I don't remember which of the like 18 personality apps that I get notifications from daily, but it was like, you will only do what you are feeling deeply passionate about, and if you like don't care about it, you just won't do it. But if you do it, you're going all in.
Yeah, exactly. So like, that's just very much how I am, and I just think that I have to trust that in myself and like live my life that way. Like, I just don't think it's like worth to not. So I really want to do some new things. I want to forge some new paths for myself. A big goal is I just want to make a lot of money this year. I feel like I'm just know I can. Like, I just think that I can make a lot of money doing what I do because I'm really good at what I do. And my time is worth a lot, and I need to charge more for my time. So I want to make a lot of money. I want to have a new place to live is like another goal, probably like more towards the end of the year, but that's something I'm working towards. And yeah, I just want to live my best life. I want to do only things that are like aligned with the things I want to do. I want to work for myself, and I just want to be a CEO. I'm going to bring back the girl boss.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
I'm down for that.
How about you?
I think taking charge of my life is a good verbiage. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I don't know. I have like a lot to figure out.
Yeah.
As of the last 24, not even hours. But I am excited to prioritize myself in doing the internal and external work to get myself where I need to be. I have a lot of energies happening in my 12th house right now, so I am feeling like we need to go internal for a sec.
Yeah.
And just also just feeling like I'm feeling very like deep in there. Also, I said earlier, like Pluto, I guess Pluto's conjunct our Neptune. Because that's like more generational. So everyone like born around us does have Pluto conjunct Neptune right now. Which is giving, like, over the weekend, I literally was like, reality is like too hard right now. Like, I couldn't stop reading over the weekend because I literally like put down my book and be like, I can't handle it here.
Yeah, literally. That's fair.
Which, you know, is lovely. We did what we needed to do. I don't know. I'm excited to like make lots of art and prioritize that. And yeah, mostly that, I guess.
That's good.
And yeah, we'll see. More changes are needing to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm just rolling with the punches. I want to be better about listening to my intuition.
Yeah, for sure.
Just because I think sometimes it's hard. Like, even just like little stuff, like we like tried to go to a bar on Saturday night, and I like knew the bar we were going to, like, I just like knew in my gut. I was like, yeah, it's not gonna work out. I like was like, oh, like, cause we wanted food. We wanted to like get a drink, but like we were also hungry, but mm-hmm. it was like late and we're gluten free. So
yeah,
it's like tough to do that. And I was like, oh, we were going to go to Outdoor Voices. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I feel like their kitchen's going to be closed.
Yeah.
I feel like their kitchen is going to be closed. And I don't, I think I might have just like fucked up, honestly. Like, I think I thought they closed at midnight. Mm-hmm. But then we got there at like 10:45 and we walked in and they were like, last call. And I was like, fuck. I like,
we knew
this wasn't going to work out. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't say anything. Like, I knew this wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Or like, we got into like a line at the grocery store and I like knew in my gut, I was like, this is the wrong line for us.
Yeah.
And then it was like, the person, like two people in front of us, like caused like a commotion. Like, we were waiting in line for
Yeah, no, totally.
I literally was just like,
should have said
something.
I'm not
listening. So I'm excited for that. And just to
have a nice time,
learn about ourselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
What else can we do?
No, literally. I think it's going to be a really good year.
Yeah.
I feel really good about it. My astrology is pretty good, honestly, too. I'm ready. I'm excited.
I need to find the time to... I have, like, multiple astrology, like, online courses, like, on deck right now that I just, like, kept purchasing because they were, like, on sale and stuff. And then I was like, oh, I don't have time to
do these.
But I got Alice Bell had a solar return workshop.
Oh, I did see that.
I have it.
Oh, cool.
I mean, we're not sharing.
No.
But if you're interested. So I would like to go back and look at my year in that way.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, I have, like, a lot of, like, good... I'm, like, I feel bad because I didn't talk about my relationship at all. I feel a little bad. I have really good relationship astrology, though. That's why I'm, like, I have good relationship astrology, like, this year specifically. And so, yeah, I think it'll be good. Yeah. I feel like sometimes I, like, go weeks without pretending I'm, like, not in a relationship on a relationship podcast. And I'm, like, sorry, I still have a boyfriend and he's cool. he's great. He just doesn't cause problems. So I feel like it doesn't come up a lot. But I would like for us to live together.
Yeah.
And maybe Aubrey, too. I'm trying to sell him on that. I feel like we'd have, like, a really fun time.
No, I low-key love that.
I know. I think it could be a nice little commune.
No, that could be. It could be silly and fun.
I think it could be silly and fun. Big artist studio vibes.
Yeah. Why not?
Creative home.
A hype house.
A hype house. Pretty much.
That's so funny. If you know Danny's boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's the opposite
of a hype house. It is a quiet. It's quiet time.
Yeah, that's fair. That's how I am at home, though.
No, exactly. Me too.
So, just vibes. I think it could work.
We'll see where we all land.
We'll see where we land. I'm just floating in the wind right now.
We're just happy to be here.
And letting the universe do her thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
It's time.
Okay.
It's time to pass a note.
I couldn't remember if you were going to do ING.
I said pass a note. Because I was like, I can't tell which syllables we're going with or not.
To pass a note.
Pass a note.
Well, this is our segment where we pass notes with our listeners. We have submission forms and all of our links and bios and the descriptions of this podcast. And you can write in a little question asking for advice. You could request a little topic for us to discuss on the podcast. You can share a funny story. You could tell us how much you love us. Whatever you want.
Whatever you feel.
Anything goes here. Would you like to read?
Yeah.
This week's message. Oh, you can also text us.
Yeah, this one is from a text. Hey, I just saw something on TikTok about perfection years. They said the reason you revert back to styles you liked at age 6 is because everything is a pattern, and when you live long enough, you can start to see these cycles come back into play. I must know more.
I love it.
I know. So an easy start here is yes, everything is a cycle. So good place to start. And perfection years are essentially when you go around, like if you're imagining the birth chart, every like 12, all of the 12 pieces of pie create a 12-year cycle. So if you were looking at them like year by year instead of like in regards to like your birth chart, you have 12-year cycle. So like your first house is like your first year of life. The second is your second year of life. And then you just like go around and around and around as long as you have the opportunity to live.
So how perfection years are set up, it's like a little bit confusing because you have to like subtract one because it's like the first house is when you are like zero years old.
Yeah.
So then the second house is when you're 1 year old. Mm-hmm. So when you have like you usually hear it as like a second house perfection year. So that is like when you were 1 year old and then when you were 13 years old, etc., adding on 12s from there. So like the same themes are going to come up. So like when you were one and when you were 13, those are like just years that have themes around like values and values and values.
Second house themes.
Yes, like second house themes are gonna come up for you like every 12 years and like etc. around the houses.
Yeah. So some ages that us and our listeners might be, for like a quick reference, like 23 is a 12th house year. I feel like everyone is a fucking miserable bitch when you're 23. Yeah, like it's just like a really hard year. And I feel like that's just like because it's like that kind of like a mental in your head year. Like you're just figuring a lot of shit out. 24 is a first house year. And then like we're 25 right now and that's a second house year. And personally, I'm just like obsessed with money right now. Like that's all, that's just like my goal right now is just money. And like, I don't know, I was talking to my dad yesterday and he was like, and like your happiness. And I was like, yeah, I'll be happy when I have more money. Like, but like, that's just like where I'm at right now. But yeah, you can look at like the themes of those houses in correlation with the years, and then, or you could like look ahead to see like what themes might come up for you in the future.
That's interesting because we've had, I feel like for me, I've had a lot of second house activation right now of like, my second house is Gemini, and we just had Mars and Gemini for so long. So I feel like I had, and I turned 25 in January, but we had Gemini in Mars and Gemini since like August or something crazy. Like fall, so I feel like I've had this like
build up.
Yeah, like I had this all this energy, like the Mars retrograde and stuff in this second house, and I feel like now I've in the next phase of like okay,
but still there.
Yeah, what do I value?
Right, totally. And then of course like those bigger house themes will always come up, but if you want to like add a little more personalization or make them like a little maybe more clear for you, you can also look to your birth chart, and then like Aubrey said, like they have the Gemini in that second house, so then you can also look to Gemini themes to kind of like personalize and get a little more clear on like what kind of like second house value energy like point a little more directly to what themes might be coming up. So like my second house is in Scorpio, so that might give me a better understanding of like in terms of like money, value, all those things, what like they're directly relating to instead of just being like Taurus vibes, you know.
Yeah, so that's a little bit about perfection years. Hopefully that's a good
little taste just really like another cycle, another way things repeat, another way to like look for meaning and answers and help along the way.
That's all we've got for you this episode. Next week will be our last episode of season 5, which is crazy. These weeks when we're in podcast mode,
I know, they just so
fast. So I'm shocked.
I know. When we sat down, I was like, it's been 6 weeks of this. Like, it's just crazy. It really just does. Everything just mushes all together.
Yeah. But so we'll see you next Wednesday for a full episode. We'll have quickie episodes on this Friday and next Friday. We still need to make a plan for after that.
And so we'll figure it out.
But go back and listen to any episodes that you missed. And we'll obviously be back soon because we're obsessed with you guys.
Can't stay away.
Can't stay away. Happy Aries season.
Happy Aries season. Happy spring.
Happy spring.
Thank God.
Thank God. And
talk soon.
Bye.